Chapter 6. I got bummed out that night. This time, Pat and Eddie Kyle showed up to jam, but Alex and Ryan were no-shows. Ryan was the drummer, and what's your group without a drummer? Alex was like the center of us, and if he didn't show, we would do nothing. He was just the bass player and probably the worst musician, but he had all the edge, the energy. Finally, the twins said they would haul it down to Wawa to see if they saw Alex or Ryan. They wanted me to come, and I probably should have. But it was bugging me how Alex and Ryan never took anything seriously. Alex's grades just came to him in his sleep. He never had to study. And the basketball coach was always harping on him that he could start if he would just put out more effort. Ryan just always did what Alex did, no questions asked. Alex was making me think, well, I can start making stuff happen without him. I was the only one who thought about writing our own stuff, so I would start there. I went down into the basement alone with my acoustic guitar. I sat on the floor with this pencil and a pad of yellow-lined paper. I had written songs before. We had even practiced one that I wrote. It was called A Song to the Blues. And that's about all it was. It goes like this. So long as I live in this here town, where there ain't nothing to do but fool around, and there ain't nowhere to go round here but down, might as well make that funny soundin' sound. It's called the blues. Even around here, it's called the blues. I mean, does that totally suck? I was embarrassed I wrote that, especially when it started piling out of Alex's mouth with our band jamming behind it. Alex and I had our first band fight over that song, because I was wanting to bury it somewhere, and Alex was saying, "People around here will like this song, man." I remember just staring at him, thinking, "Yeah, well, what is wrong with people around here then?" I sat down there in the basement, hearing the wind blow around outside. The wind was getting on my nerves, because notes floated in and out of my head, but nothing was sticking as a tune. I told myself, "Think of something you want to write about, and then the words will come, Brainiac. Do you want to write about Leandra? How beautiful she is? How sweet she is? Blue eyes, blue as the skies, baby blue. I'm gonna roll all over you.